The Blind Leading on RNIB Connect Radio. As part of RNIB Connect Radio's 20th anniversary, our presenters took part in various activities to help shatter misconceptions around sight loss and what blind and partially sighted people can do. From wrestling to singing to astronomy and beyond, blind professionals and sports people put our staff through their paces, highlighting that people should see the person, not the sight loss.
So, the challenge was take some of the RNIB Connect Radio Glasgow team outdoors and teach them something. And it has to be something that a blind person can do better. Well, what about a martial art? Yes, there is one which, if you have little or no sight, you may be at an advantage.
Hi, so I'm Martin Gibbons and I teach Wing Chun. And Wing Chun is a martial art from China. So it's been a martial art for a long time, hundreds of years. One of the unique things about Wing Chun is also it was developed by a Buddhist nun. But that also ties into how it works, which is, you know, it's not about strength overcoming strength. It's about technique and sensitivity overcoming strength. So Wing Chun Kung Fu is particularly suited to someone who's visually impaired because it's all about sensitivity. It's not about seeing what the opponent's doing, it's about feeling what your opponent is doing. If you've maybe done some judo, then you understand that basic concept, but Wing Chun's a lot more subtle. So you literally place a hand against your opponent's arm or against their body, and from there, you will know exactly where they are and what they can do. You know where they are and what you can hit and what you can protect against. And as soon as you've made contact, at that point, you're really not relying on your eyesight. You're depending almost exclusively on your sensitivity and your contact.
You should be able to do this at a bus stop and not look weird. Have your feet basically pointing forward, just kind of shoulder width. If you both come close enough that you can put your hands on the other person's shoulder. Well, so Emily, with her left hand, is just going to give my shoulder a good push, right? And I just want to let the shoulder roll back and let my waist turn. And that's all we're doing this now, right? Hitting your pal and absorbing that hit a little bit. Proper done. Come on, there's got to be something she's done all these years to annoy you at the work. Now bend your knees a little, just soften a little bit, right? Close your eyes. If somebody came and stood you this close at a bar, you would step back. Emily's going to be pushing me on the shoulder, but this time, I'm going to introduce my tansau. Emily, the attacking hand is going to sit on top of my right hand, and then she's going to give this a thump. So what I want to do with my tansau is stop that happening, and I do that by introducing this hand and push my hand forward. Get a good thump. So you want the elbow out in front of you, and you just want a slight turn. Because mainly once you get to here, you see how close he is to my hands here? That's what happens next, and I'm still not hit.
When we first start, your very first class, within the first 5 minutes, the first thing we do is we pair up and we make contact. So we connect our hands and our arms. And initially what you're trying to understand is your own energy, you know, that Fa Jing energy where you're essentially striking out. Because what you're wanting to feel is direction. You want to feel what energy is in something that's coming towards you, what direction is coming. And also we then develop, how do you deflect that energy? We never meet force with force. So once you feel an energy coming towards you, we then teach you how to absorb that energy, how to redirect that energy so that you effectively don't get hit. And eventually we would move you onto a system which we call Chi Sao. And Chi Sao is where you link both hands and it's simultaneous defense and attack within an exercise. So it's a very safe framework, but it allows you to test energy, work with that energy, both defending and attacking.
Right, you want to try?
Yeah.
So I think I've tried, but I've not punched for this one yet.
Okay,
so you want to use this one. So on like that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with your
cross ankle shooting. Okay, cool. Eyes are closed, go whenever. So you're wanting to feel this here. So this is, we're going from making contact, right? So you're pausing, there's a break here. And as soon as you feel the movement of your hand coming forward, there we go.
That was nearly my shoulder, well done.
That was good. No, that's good. So keep it coming forward rather than trying to swipe it to the side. But you're wanting to get that sensitivity, so the moment you feel that movement, you feel the strike coming towards you, there, that's you. You'll feel very slightly, you just feel his arm almost rubbing against your own. Keep it coming forward, don't fight. forward rather than against. Good. That's good.
Right, you punch me.
Okay.
Go again. Go for it. Close your eyes. Relax. What executive stress in this office, can I just say?
Very much known you can dish it out, but you can't take it.
See if I shut my eyes. Not oh, maybe no.
Okay, so we've introduced a couple of gates, probably some of the more difficult gates, to be honest, the outside and the inside. This time we're going to do outside to outside. So again, it's the same basic idea. So Emily's going to attack my centre. And this time I want to stop her doing that because it's really quick and slow. Right, no, keep going. Right. So again, it's the same idea with tan, but I've also got the option of lap. So lap, so essentially as this comes forward, I can redirect it to here. And if I want, I can pull on it too. I can also follow that up, obviously, with the hits and punches, right?
When you first see Wing Chun, it can sometimes look a little bit like Tai Chi, depends, especially if you're practicing slowly. Unlike Tai Chi, as a Wing Chun will go up to full speed. And there are some comparisons, and in many ways, a lot of any Kung Fu style owes something to its roots in Tai Chi itself. Where I see the connections is one is in the sensitivity, it's in the balance, it's in the small movements that come within the Wing Chun form. You know, Tai Chi has its form, Wing Chun has its form, so a form is a standard set of movements completed in order. The Wing Chun has three main forms. Interestingly, with Wing Chun, the forms are meant to be executed extremely slowly, and the slower you can go, the better. And this also has a meditative element to it. It has that grounding because you're always trying to get your weight and your balance soaked into the ground. That sun energy, as it's called, which is that sinking energy, which essentially makes you heavier and heavier into the ground. And it shares a lot of that with Tai Chi as well.
You've heard the one-in punches and all that sort of stuff, right? So again, with Wing Chun, you wouldn't be looking at travelling a lot of distance, right? Yeah, if I get to here, I need to be able to punch for this distance. And you can see how close we already are, right? So from here, this is punching distance for me. And I can actually hit with that distance. Right? That's a zero-inch punch. I'm already here, and I can release that. And if I get to the release that one's right behind it. So we're punching. There's a thing called chain punching that goes like that.
Is there similar defensive techniques with the legs? Like if I kick you from a certain direction,
you can
use small parts of movement to deflect legs?
I think called guksao. You know, so this is chi sao's the hands, but guksao's the legs. So, but yeah, so if I mean, again, my objective is to always take the centre line. So if you're my opponent and I want a centre line, so if you go to lift this leg, if you lift it, you know, I know where the leg is. And I'll kick the front or the back leg. So again, I want to be stuck legs and stuck sticky hands is sometimes what it's called, you know. So my first thing is to make the bridge. Go for it again. Yeah, go for it. So I've got, here's my bridge. Now I don't want to lose that. You know, so if he pulls it back, so if he goes to do like jab me with two on it, I'll catch it with the first one, and then by the time he goes to throw the second one, I've got this hand, I know where it is. So this one's out of action then.
Right.
So he has to throw that one.
And there's only a limited number of places that it can go.
I'll get that one, and now we're into chi sao, right? Which is the game that we've been playing earlier on.
Right.
So from this point forward, I'm playing my game, right? We don't need a lot of eyesight at this point, if any.
As with all sports, it brings with it health benefits. The wonderful thing about Wing Chun is when you're doing it, you can do an hour-long class. I mean, I think we were 2 hours in the park, and it just flies in. The whole time you're moving, you're working your arms, you're focused and concentrated on that. So moving itself brings about these physical benefits. And I say the wonderful thing with Wing Chun is it doesn't matter what level of fitness you're starting at, you will be able to fully participate in Wing Chun. And over time, you will develop more fitness, you will develop better movement. Also, relaxation is a huge part of it, right? So to be able to actually hit anything with any kind of energy, What may be counterintuitive is that it actually requires a lot of relaxation, not tension. So you've got to be very, very soft to be able to release power and move quickly. And an awful lot of Wing Chun is about physically relaxing, and of course to do physically relaxing, you have to mentally relax. And that therefore brings also the mental well-being as well as the physical well-being side of things.
So again, I'm attacking. Turn another way this time. Making sure that hand's covering it. Yeah, there we go. Good. So that's really good.
Just grab your wrist to when my hand pushes yours down.
That's it, yeah.
It doesn't even let me have one through to warm up.
So it's almost like when you slide,
yeah.
You grab the hand to the bottom. Let's change hands. I'm going to be so bruised.
Very determined to hit me. I don't know what I've done to offend you. Right.
So if you're interested in trying Wing Chun and having an experience of it, pretty sure almost any class in the UK would make you more than welcome. And just do a search on Wing Chun, that's WingChun. If you're in the Glasgow area, then go to my Facebook page, which is Wing Chun Private Lessons. We will be organising a new class specifically for VI within the Glasgow area. And my niece, who came to the workshop with us and helped that day, Emily, she also is now teaching and she's been doing it for many, many years. Again, I think it's really important that women are teaching and practicing Wing Chun. So if you're female and you also are wondering, would like to get into Wing Chun, then again, Emily is also teaching and part of this class.
Just for politeness, I'll show you how we sign off on Wing Chun, right? So we'll do a wee thing because we do owe a lot to our the ancestors. So your feet together, you take your left hand and make it into a prayer hand, so it sits in front of you as in prayer. You take your right fist, you put it into your left hand, and then you bow and salute each other as our way of saying thank you and showing the respect to each other as combatants.
The Blind Leading on RNIB Connect Radio.